If you're a fan of beer festivals, you certainly have options Saturday. In addition to two annual events, Fayetteville Foam Fest and the Arkansas Brewgrass Festival, there's a brand new beer and coffee festival debuting in downtown Rogers. Rituals Coffee and Beer Fest is being hosted by Ozark Beer Company and Onyx Coffee Lab. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda traveled to Rogers to speak with Marty Shutter, Ozark Beer Company's marketing director. He says the two local companies have partnered together in the past, and they began discussing creating an event like this a couple of years ago.
We were trying to dream up an event together. So it'd be a coffee and beer event, but our brains were kind of limited to the two businesses. It didn't work. We didn't have time to do it. We moved into the new space, and we thought, well, what if we make it bigger? What if we let Onyx handle some sourcing of coffees? And then it became what inspires them. And then so then we thought, well, what inspires us? So then we're like, oh, this would be a really cool way to bring in breweries that aren't distributed here that we have mostly a personal connection with. Like, and then that became a big flavor of the thinking, was like, oh, well, then this can be a curated beer list that is made up of beers and breweries that actually inspire us. And then that is a totally different angle, right? Like, than what we're used to. And so then that became the director for Onyx, which was like, well, why don't you seek out the best in your field, people that you look up to or people that have made products that you like. So that was about 2 or 3 years ago. And we came up with some sample lists because through many of us, the breweries we do have personal connections, but also we've met a lot of breweries that have inspired us in the past, and now we have those connections. And it was honestly too much to pull off. It was just too much to pull off in the last couple of years. So with the hiring of Michael McAllister, our Rockstar Taproom and Events Manager, we were able to kind of put that in his world for one of his first big, you know, events and say, and so now we had a full-time resource to do that, and someone who is also passionate about beer and coffee. So it went from this idea of being two companies creating a one-day event, and then, you know, with the gratuity of time, like with thankful, you know, for the failure, it morphed into a whole lot more. And so that's where it started.
So forgive me if this is a silly question, but do coffee and beer pair well together?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, It's a couple things. So it's the craft beverage world, like, is very active in both of those scenes, you know. You have, beyond that, sourcing and methodology, which are two things that both industries are very serious about, and their methods are what make them craft. So we source very often an Ozark beer is a modern interpretation using older world ingredients. So we might dry hop a pale ale, which is an American forward-thinking technique, with Mandarina Bavaria, an older hop that's been around in more sturdy styles. So that is a bit of our methodology and sourcing that makes us a craft brewery, and coffee's no different. So you have, you almost always have alongside what the coffee is these days, the method it was made. It's you know, drip is now a fifth of the spectrum of methods, and so you have method and sourcing in that world making up their craft. And so we mirror each other in that way. And then the very, very basic pairings of coffee and beer, most often in, you know, a stout or a darker beer, many of our ingredients are heavily roasted, just like a coffee bean. So a lot of those flavors tend to meld together. What's really exciting about a festival like this, when you give people at the top of their game leeway to play, they come back with ideas that wouldn't have happened without that leeway. And so now we have Prairie from Tulsa making a coffee coconut cream ale specifically for this festival. Topeka Roasters in Tulsa is doing a collaboration of their own to bring a gluten-free buckwheat saison with coffee cascara, which isn't even the coffee, really. It's the husk that's turned into a tea. So by sort of opening up the gates and creating a platform for people to showcase themselves at their highest level, the return is products that none of us have ever seen before. So I'm super excited about that. So we have a heavy lineup of world-class baller, you know, American stouts paired with and brewed with some of the finest coffee possible, but we also have new methods and new products because of this collaboration.
So the event is Saturday, and there are a couple of different sessions, so you can kind of pick the time. Is that how that works?
Yeah, we're doing two sessions, and the origin behind that was, again, when we were thinking of the festival a couple years ago, was how do you sell enough tickets, invite enough people to pay for such a world-class festival, but how do you keep it intimate? And so two sessions was the answer. So we can sell more tickets, but those sessions themselves, which right now are looking about pretty much 50% of the tickets, it's pretty half, pretty even. That allows the guests to have a festival that is curated at the highest level without bringing in as many people as possible. What we're doing is we're paying for the beer. So we're used to most beer festivals asking for donations. And so it forces us to really be choosy on which festivals we want to do. It's gotta make sense with our mission, our market, our brand. It's gotta make sense with all of that. And we didn't want to put that burden on these world-class breweries that didn't have any reason to answer, you know, our email other than the fact that we had personal connections.
So where are you hosting it and how much are tickets?
We're hosting it at Venue 718 in downtown Rogers. It's a new space, a couple blocks from the brewery. And the tickets for each session are $65 for the 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then the other session is 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we couldn't do any of that without Onyx's help as well, because Onyx is a big resource when it comes to not just bringing in these world-class roasters, but also providing the technical and equipment, you know, technical perspective and the physical equipment to pull off this feat instead of it just being a bunch of drip coffee.
Are you hoping that this will become a regular event?
Yeah, the goal is to make this an annual event, and I think we started with reaching out to, like I said, breweries and roasters that have inspired us, and it's taken on a life of its own in having these beers created for it, or these coffee. There's a coffee drink coming from Topeka again that is a cold fashioned. It's a cold brew, old fashioned with no alcohol. And so the sort of the echo or the feedback loop is that it is taking on a life of its own, and it hasn't even happened yet. So it's really exciting to see where and how it could grow in the future.
Thanks for your time and best of luck with the event.
Thank you very much.
That was Marty Shutter, Marketing Director for Ozark Beer Company. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda yesterday inside Ozark's Tap Room in Rogers. Tickets and more information available at ozarkbeercompany.com/event.